This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
The catch with my line. I'm supposed to say Free Talk Live. How dare he preempt me?
Okay, well, either way, he was correct. It is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live. The on-air radio station, because, you know, radio station, radio program, because most radio programs aren't on-air.
I prefer the on-land radio stations myself.
They're
easier to get to.
The outer space radio program, the universal radio program, where you can take control of the airwaves. Talk about whatever's on your mind. I say universal because I know that radio waves do transmit outside of the globe. So they travel into space. And I know this because people who work for, you know, other agencies are detecting and recording signals from outer space that come and hit us. So there you go.
Yeah, in another 30 years, our fans on Alpha Centauri will know all about the raid.
Yes, true. And in another 100 years or so, people in another galaxy will know about the raid. So perhaps they'll have some cryptocurrency they can donate to thecrypto6.com. It is the Reverend Captain Kickass in the studio. I'm your host. Joining me,
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
The telephone number here in the studio is 603-283-6160. If you would like to join in the conversation, let's go right away to more calls and thoughts. We have Chris calling from Texas. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, everyone. I want to ask a question about getting in touch with the Crypto Six, but very briefly, I just want to address Scott in Florida and maybe even Tom, who have heard for years.
Go ahead.
There's a Buddhist idea that says that holding on to anger and hatred is like picking up hot coals with your bare hands, with the intention of throwing them at someone else, and really you're the only one who gets burned. And I just wish them both a sense of compassion towards themselves. I hope they can discover that sense of compassion for themselves and then for others who they've held on to a lot of negativity for what seems like a long time.
Excellent. Appreciate that, Chris.
Yeah. But really the reason I called was to ask, how can listeners send messages of support or get in touch with members of the Crypto Six? How do we get in touch with them in a way that's how does that work?
We have some information for you, but again, I want to reiterate right now, the best way to support is to visit thecrypto6.com and either donate there using cryptocurrency. If you want to donate using dollars, you can do so via PayPal to mark@freetalklive.com. But Melanie here has some additional information.
Okay, so the jail that they're in uses traditional mail. They don't have an email system or anything like that. If you go to MerrimackCounty.net, they didn't feel like paying for the more expensive .com. They're in Merrimack County Jail. It's 314 Daniel Webster Highway, but the address is on there. Ian's name is Ian Freeman. And Rich's legal name is Nobody. What I did, because I'm kind of concerned about some deputy getting a piece of mail addressed to Nobody, I wrote Nobody, formerly Rich Paul, on the envelope.
Yep.
But you just put their name and then that address, and it will get to them as much as any other mail does.
And that's MerrimackCounty.net?
County.
Merrimack County. Okay. .net, right.
Yep.
Yep. And that's in New Hampshire, just for those folks who, you know, may not be familiar with the state that they're being held in. They are being kept in New Hampshire still. Bail hearing is pending for, well, both of them, near as we can tell. There's some question about what...
Well, Ian had a hearing, and
right,
the result is pending. Rich is trying to get a bail hearing.
Right.
His attorney kind of neglected slash denounced he wasn't going to do it. He told him to waive it, and Rich, not being an attorney, was like, that's what the federal attorney said. I don't know what else I'm going to do from jail.
Right.
But he's trying to get an attorney to actually do a bail hearing. Everybody else except Rich and Ian got out on PR bonds, which means they just signed their name to his paper that said, I'll be good, and then they unlocked the door and said bye.
Yep.
There is no, like, usually you have to put up, you know,
$1,000
or $100,000 or whatever. So Rich is trying to retain an attorney to do a bail hearing, but everybody else was able to sign themselves out. Now, that doesn't mean Rich is going to get a PR bond.
Right.
And Ian is looking at a life sentence, so his bond might be higher if he gets one.
Yeah, somewhere between, I believe it's 10 years to life, according to the indictment, is
mandatory minimum of 10, and then up to life. Although everybody except Renee is kind of looking at effective life, and that's only because she's kind of young. They're looking at life, basically.
Did that answer your question, Mark?
Well, I... are you still on the line?
Oh, hang on. Are you still there?
So I actually wanted to disagree with your opening statement and the Buddhist idea that anger's primary function is to harm us. So, I mean, it seems to me that Buddhism in general is not focused in any way on making the world in which we live any better so much as it is focused on one's own enlightenment. And right now, I think that anger is the appropriate response for when they break into your home, steal your effects, attempt to destroy your radio program, and kidnap your friends so that they can go torture them.
Oh, I would wholly agree. And nowhere in, I'm not a Buddhist scholar by any stretch of the imagination, but nowhere in Buddhism is the idea that anger or emotion shouldn't be felt. I think this would be a perfect time to be angry. I'm extremely angry. That particular quote is directed at the idea of really hatred, which is one of what's called the three poisons in Buddhism, hatred, ignorance, and I'm nervous on the radio, so I can't remember the third. But it's really the idea of this encompassing hatred, that ugly sort of deep hatred. It's really harmful towards you and others. But no, anger is, I agree wholeheartedly, anger is entirely the right response here. But just remembering that to be compassionate for yourself and for others, even, you know, I was angry at the government for a long time. And then I realized that these people are, they're just humans too. And they're making terrible mistakes and people are suffering the consequences for it. And by no means does not holding on to anger mean resignation. It just means trying to be productive and peaceful.
Well, and government agents are people, which is why they're responsible for their actions, because they are sapient beings. But most people live their whole life without kidnapping anyone.
True.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. I'm entirely in agreement with you that anger is an appropriate emotion, 100%.
Hey, we appreciate the call, Chris. Thanks.
And Rich was asking for letters from kind of supporters and followers or whoever you want to call them. So,
yeah,
there's that.
I can forgive, but I cannot forget. You know, I wasn't arrested. I don't live here, so I wasn't here for the raid. I didn't experience it firsthand. So, you know, I don't feel, I feel like the people who were here, their feelings are far more valid than mine. But I am angry, of course, because I'm a huge proponent of freedom of speech, which is why I do this show. There's no other show like this, and so that's why I do this show.
I don't feel like it's my place to forgive them on behalf of, like, six other people.
Yeah.
I kind of feel, and, you know, I'm friends with two of the six people who got arrested, I kind of feel somehow morally obligated to hate them. Although I think me and the other caller and some other people, me and the caller who just hang up and some other people might disagree with me on the definition of hate. But
look, I'm all for forgiving people who repent.
Yeah.
Like, if you look at the way that you have been living your life and you choose to go in a different direction and you choose to do your best to make amends for the actions that you have done, then I will absolutely forgive you. And for those government agents that will take a look at what they've done with their lives, realize that their daily activity is to threaten, harass, and occasionally kill people, either directly or indirectly, and realize that is not what I should be doing with my life. They will have my forgiveness.
I mean, or at a minimum, like, stop it. It's like this isn't over. Right. They're still doing it.
Right.
Like, two of the people in this raid are still in jail. You're still holding them in jail. You haven't stopped doing the thing that you want forgiveness. Well, they don't want forgiveness for them, but people are wanting us to forgive.
Right.
And a lot of people use the fact that they are human as a source of compassion, and I think the most valid part of that is to know that you also are capable, if you get the situation right, of doing terrible things to people and to look out for that possibility.
Are you angry with the terrorists calling themselves government agents who raided the studio and the Bitcoin embassy? 603-283-616.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Back to the program, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. We are the live call-in radio talk program that's also broadcast on the Internet and some satellite stations, where you can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. The number in the studio is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Captain.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
We have been attempting to talk about some news that the Biden administration is set to launch a COVID passport. Papers, please. That would track Americans that took the vaccine despite warnings by civil rights advocates. And we can get more into that as we go through the show. But first, let's go to the phones. We've got Mark calling from South Carolina. Mark, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hey, y'all. Sorry I had to go through all that stuff from crackdown from a tyrannical government.
We appreciate the support.
The
What's
main
on your
reason
mind?
I was, huh?
What's on your mind?
The main reason I was calling, I remembered back when that militia group was occupying that wildlife refuge. And then they ended up shooting that old man to death, and he was supposed to be going, like, to a meeting with the feds in good faith, and they just cracked down on him, you know. And I just want to let everybody remember that there's all kind of stuff that's been going on all back through the years, but and the news cycle so fast that it's hard to remember all of it. But,
oh, yeah, like, you know, people don't remember things that happened a week ago, much less 2 weeks ago or a month ago. The only thing that people remember is COVID, because all of the media outlets are blasting you with COVID all of the time. You'll notice that none of the outlets are talking about how to be more healthy, how to take vitamins, how to enhance your own biological system to help you prevent, you know, yourself from getting more ill. They want you to be obedient, wear the mask, they want you to get the shot. They don't care about your level of health.
Well, I remember seeing that, and it spurred my memory the other day, and I had forgotten about that one. So.
You're talking about the Bundy Ranch, right? The events that happened there out west compared to us anyway?
Yeah, and they shot that old man to death. I mean, that was ridiculous. They had it on like overhead camera or something, I remember.
Yet, near as I can tell, there's only a few things that the organization known as government does well. And one of them is killing people. They're pretty good at killing a bunch of people. Whether or not they deserved it is, you know, totally up to just personal discernment. But
they're very good at three things that I've noticed: stealing, killing, and destroying.
Well, I don't even know if I would say that. I don't even know if I would say that they are good at those things. They do them, and they do them a lot. But that's just because they're so massive that the raw numbers of their results are high. They're not even actually efficient at any of those things.
That's true.
IRS loses money for the dollar and man hours they put in. They don't kill that many people. They kill tons of people.
Well, that actually,
man hour, they don't.
Well, no, that actually makes them better at stealing, because they have to pay all of those IRS agents that are wasting all of this time. And the way that they pay those is by inflating the dollar. So every time that they have to pay an extra IRS agent to do their job badly, they're actually stealing a little bit more than they would have if they were not stealing.
But if they were good at it, then they would
just
find an efficient way to steal and still print money. They're still very inefficient at stealing and killing.
Yeah. If you wanted to set up a system that protected people's rights, that treated people fairly and equally, that did all of the sort of noble things that you've been taught that government is supposed to do, you would not set up a government.
Well, that's not the goal of the government. So I don't know if it's I mean, from a completely detached perspective, I don't know that it's fair to judge them on those results because that is not the result.
No, you shouldn't. But if I wanted to send out to create an organization that stole a bunch of money and killed a bunch of people, why, the government is exactly the type of organization you would want to set out to build.
I mean, it's really not. Yeah. Because, I mean, to be as insulting to them as possible... If my goal was steal as much and kill as much as possible, the United States federal government and subsidiaries is absolutely not an efficient way to do it. There are much more efficient ways to steal and kill.
I don't think you're right about that, because they've actually found a way to steal from you by killing people, quote unquote, inefficiently.
But
oh yeah.
No matter how many, like, them killing people doesn't directly cause taxation.
Hang on, go ahead, Mark.
Oh, it certainly does.
Hang on, give Mark a second.
I don't remember which one of y'all said it earlier, but I was pumping my fist to it when you said that if you want me to give up my guns, then they all need to give up all their guns, tanks, and everything.
Show us how it's done, government. Hey, Mark, thanks for the call. We appreciate you. when it comes to gun control, show us how it's done. You know? You be the first one, government. You give up your guns.
Well, and
shows how safe we can be.
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't that be lovely? You know, I will lay down my arms as soon as I am convinced that government has done so.
I mean, I won't, but it would at least give them some credibility. It's like if there's a DEA agent who doesn't do drugs, or a cop who arrests people for drinking who doesn't drink, or...
Well, I mean, I'd say as soon as pigs fly, but I think that's a lot more likely.
Well, they could put police in airplanes.
But yeah, no, getting back to their method of stealing and killing is absolutely primo efficiency. I mean, for two things. Number one, if you, like, your primary concern, if you're going to do the things that most people, that the 95%+ of us that are not psychopaths and sociopaths consider unacceptable behavior, right, your number one concern is being able to continue to do so. Like, stealing is one thing. Stealing and being allowed to steal is something else. Killing a bunch of people is one thing, but just continuing to kill thousands and thousands of people with
but
no one stopping.
If you had the budget and power of the United States government, and your goal was to kill and steal, you could do it more efficiently, like...
Yes, the government could certainly kill more people per dollar spent. You are absolutely correct. What I'm saying is that if I wanted to set up an organization to kill people and steal stuff, I would set up a government, because the one thing that government does, as opposed to, like, I don't know, a mafia or a cartel or something like that, is convince everybody else that they're legitimate about doing
stuff. Well, I don't know that the mafia's goal... True. It might be to steal. I don't think that the mafia's goal is to kill as much as possible.
No, mafias want money. Like,
right,
that's what they want.
I'm just saying, as far as an organization type is concerned, the difference between a cartel and a mafia is that governments have convinced the citizenry, for lack of a better word, that they are legitimate in stealing and killing, as opposed to the other organizations whom everybody recognizes that it's not really legitimate. 603-283-6160. Who's more legit? Government?
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Reporters will be given access to facilities on the southern border holding unaccompanied minors who illegally cross into the United States. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki made that assertion on Fox News Sunday in response to questions about the lack of press access to those facilities. Border Patrol officials are expecting to encounter around 20,000 more children making the border crossing in April. And Nashville is recovering after near-record rainfall triggered flash flooding around the city. Nashville Mayor John Cooper has declared a local state of emergency and says four people have died in the flooding, with the Nashville Fire Department rescuing at least 130 people from floodwaters. Nearly 7 inches of rain fell over a 48-hour period, 5 3/4 inches on Saturday alone, the wettest March day in the city's history. The area will get a chance to dry out with mostly sunny conditions forecast for this week. This is USA Radio News. Major League Baseball will begin its season later this week, with all 30 teams welcoming fans back to ballparks at a reduced capacity. When asked when he would feel comfortable about returning to large gatherings, Dr. Anthony Fauci told CBS's Face the Nation that if vaccinations continue at their current rate of around 2.6 million shots administered a day, we could see crowd restrictions begin to be rolled back by early summer.
As we get into the late spring and early summer, we're going to have a greater proportion of the population that will have been vaccinated. As you mentioned in the beginning of the piece, there are 50 million people in this country that are fully vaccinated. That's a lot of people, and every day we get more and more. I would expect that as we get through the summer, late spring, early summer, there's going to be a relaxation where you're going to have more and more people who will be allowed into baseball parks, very likely separated with seating, very likely continuing to wear masks. As we get a really, really low level of infection, you're going to start seeing a pulling back on some of those restrictions.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Matrix Server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Looking for audio content from the perspective of liberty, freedom, prosperity, peace, then you're in the right place. This is Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about anything that is on your mind. Our telephone number here is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. I'm your host this evening. I'm known as many things, but Lord Reverend Captain Kickass is among the many monikers. Joining me,
Beakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
We will attempt to talk about the Biden administration set to launch a COVID passport that would track Americans that have taken the vaccine. But first, we have more calls. Let's go to Jet. Jet, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, talking about Mr. Biden, he and his goon squads that attacked you, domestic terrorists, that they were domestic terrorists the other day. I just want everyone to understand that these beasters were fully willing to break down your entire house and kill everyone because they imagined that you owed them some money. That is insanity.
I can't agree with you anymore. And, you know, thank you for having that understanding. There's so many people out there who will read you know, the mainstream media, the articles that are posted on, you know, like MSN.com, that kind of a thing, that do nothing but defame the situation. They call out, you know, they paint everything in such a negative light that's gone on here. And what they don't point out is exactly what you pointed out, that these goons, these tyrants, imagined that the people who they arrested owed them some money for some type of a thing which they never participated in. They didn't risk any money. They didn't put in any labor themselves to help. How is it that they can imagine that these people owe them anything?
I was on a project down in Georgia working for this big wheel Republican guy, and when he found out that I did not pay the federal mafia, he just attacked me verbally and said that I am stealing from society. I'm going, you got to be kidding. You have multiple degrees, and this is the way you think, that somehow I am stealing better than these people are stealing from me. I don't know. It just drives me nuts.
Yeah, it drives me nuts, too. And hear this, listeners, in radio land and internet land and satellite land, I guess. Just because you have a degree from some sort of a college doesn't mean you are smart. There's so many people running around this planet going, I have a degree from such and such university. And that's sort of their argument for when they're wrong or when they're, you know, otherwise spouting stuff they
even
have no knowledge of.
Degree is not at all related to the field that they are opining on.
Yeah.
And qualifications and capability are two very different things.
Bingo.
The last thing I want to say is I would love to see America once again take the position that is written on your license plate up there. Live free or die. I mean, this is getting out of hand.
Death is not the worst of evils, and we are seeing things worse than death now.
Thanks for the call, Jet. We appreciate you. I'm with him. You know, I came here, and I was hoping that there would be more of a spirit of live free or die than I have seen. Now, I've seen a lot of it within our community, folks who are participating in, you know, protesting government overreach and a whole host of other things. But most of the people in this state are followers. They're not in any way, shape, or form actually living the live free or die motto, and that's sad to
me. And there are these people that believe in their heart of hearts that you belong to society, and I don't mean are a member of society. I mean they believe that the nature of reality is that you are owned by the society that you happen to be born into, and that since government is the legitimate expression of the most complete desires of that society, that you must obey whatever the government tells you to do.
That's what they believe.
And that you owe them, in fact, you owe them 100% of your income, and they're just nice enough to let you keep 70%.
It's a horrible thing to believe. Horrible thing to believe. Let's go to Rob calling from Vermont. Rob, you are on Free Talk Live.
Thank you for taking my call.
What's on your mind?
I want to add to what you guys have been saying here in terms of, you know, what our government does. And I'm really surprised that it just doesn't get talked about because it affects all of us.
Okay.
I mean, an example is in the state of New Hampshire, I mean, the youth detention center that's over in Manchester, New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's being sued by families that go back to the early 1960s. You know, even before I was born.
Yeah.
And these were people that were, you know, little kids that were beat and molested by people that oversee them. But yet, they bring this to court, and the court, you know, the prosecution says, well, you know, okay, but that was too late. You should have came and said something earlier. You know, You gotta preach that's in the prison system right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's been there for almost 25 years, and he was literally framed for child molestation.
Wow.
But yet nobody says anything about it. And this is the kind of thing that can happen to anyone. You could be ambushed right into this. Who's going to believe you?
Yeah, that's true.
If I make a joke about the Catholic Church and child molestation, everyone knows what I mean. If I try to make the same joke about the state and child molestation, nobody knows what I mean, in spite of the fact that they have a much worse record.
Oh, by far. Orders of magnitude. What you're saying, Rob, is in fact true, and family court, as I keep saying, and thank you for speaking up about it, and thank you for the call, family court is one of the most horrible things that you can experience. I say this because, well, I've been through it, and to my knowledge, Rob has some experience with it as well.
And you've been through it as a victim, not as a co-conspirator.
Correct. And what happens in the family court is none of the regular rules of court even apply there. So as difficult as it is for, say, any of the Crypto Six people who are facing these ludicrous charges by the goons calling themselves the government, none of the rules of trial, of prosecution, of defense, none of those apply in family court. It's a completely different arena, and it is designed for the lawyers to win. It is not designed for the victims to win. And you can tell that by the outcome. Go do some studying on the family court, and it becomes really, really obvious when you look at the outcome.
It's the place where they don't even bother to have the pretense that they are attempting to have justice. There's no attempt. There's no rules. It is absolute lawlessness, and they own your children, and they will determine who gets to control them, who gets to tell them where to sleep, where to eat, who to touch. They own them, and they will decide who they will traffic them to for their molestations.
Yeah, there are so many people, and by people I mean children, who get tossed into family court. They end up in orphanages, in foster homes, in halfway houses, in other assorted government programs. And, like, human beings are not designed to be raised by institutions. It does not raise quality people in any way, shape, or form. And, again, just look at the outcome. The majority of people who have been raised by institutions, they don't come out in the greatest shape, so.
And that is the difference. Look at the outcome.
Yes.
Don't look at, oh, well, this is the will of society. No, no. The will of society, in truth, is quite obvious. We want healthy human beings, and this doesn't do that.
It sure doesn't. And the evidence is overwhelming if you're willing to open your mind and look into the actual facts of the situation instead of just believing, say, what your television tells you, for example. 603-283.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers.
Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Are we? Well, we're a radio talk program. What do? We take phone calls. We put you on the air. What's the number you might dial to get on the air? Why, it's 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. What's the name of the show? Why, it's Free Talk Live. Who am I? Why, I'm the Reverend Captain Kickass, and I am your host. Who are you?
Peakless Mountaineer.
Why are you here?
I'm here also to host.
Nice. Who are you?
Melanie.
And what do you do?
Spread anarchy.
Nice. That's who we are. If you want us to know who you are, give us a call. You can also visit us in person this year at ForkFest 2021 if you want to meet us in person. I will be there. You can come party with the captain. You can join Liberty-Minded Voluntarists, Anarchists, and Libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized. This means no one is in charge. It also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving folks in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. That's right, you can create your own event and have people participate. It's pretty sweet. If you are planning something, let others know in advance. You can connect with your fellow ForkFesters on the unofficial Telegram chat or through the ForkFest forum. You can find links to those on the unofficial website, ForkFest.party. Mark your calendar now for June 28th through July 4th, 2021, and we'll see you at ForkFest.party. Continuing on with phone calls, let's go to someone named Detox calling from Cape Cod. Detox, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what up? So I've been listening to your program on and off for the past 10 years.
Nice.
And I got a notification on Facebook that you guys are live, so I checked it out. and I learned about the recent events that happened in Keene with the ATMs. Now, my question is this going to set the precedent for future transactions with Bitcoin?
That remains to be seen, I think.
So transactions is kind of a different thing. So if you just use Bitcoin or crypto as if it's a currency, then this doesn't really apply necessarily unless you're making some seriously big purchases. It's the selling of it for cash. Because any of these laws that are invoked, they don't apply to crypto per se. They apply to U.S. currency. So it's the taking of large amounts of U.S. currency that is at issue.
Right. So, for example, on Craigslist, right, you're familiar with that. Most folks are.
Yeah.
There is a checkbox on the far left-hand column of Craigslist that you can check where it says cryptocurrency okay. Now, if somebody is listing something on Craigslist and they're willing to take cryptocurrency, while you could call them up, negotiate a price, and go show up and exchange cryptocurrency for that object, and there doesn't seem to be a problem with that. The problem seems to be, and this is just my opinion, I'm not a lawyer, of course, the problem seems to be when somebody changes cryptocurrency into the United States dollar.
In that large amounts and often.
Right, in large amounts and frequently. They don't
without
care.
Without filling out the paperwork and giving the government their cut.
Correct. Yes, thank you for the correction. Does that help you out?
So, like, the ATM machines that are in stores, are they taking a percentage of that and paying the federal government, or how does that work?
Depends on who's running them, actually.
Right. Some of the ATMs do, to my knowledge, all of the ATMs do charge a percentage of whatever it is you're trying to do for the convenience of you using the ATM. Otherwise, they wouldn't make any money.
Sure.
So that's there. Some ATMs will require what's known as KYC, or Know Your Customer, which means you have to show some sort of identification, give your name and address, that type of a thing, so they can verify your identity, arguably so that if the government, thinks that you're doing something wrong, they can come and find you. Other machines don't. And so there's also a question of the definitions of cryptocurrency, and this might be what you were alluding to. In the state of New Hampshire, recognizes cryptocurrency as computer code. Computer code is a language, and so therefore it is recognized as speech. Now, the government on the federal level recognizes cryptocurrency on some levels as a commodity, and some levels, a couple of different definitions they have. So,
and the feds are kind of schizo about this. Different federal agencies define what crypto is differently. So you have conflicting definitions of what crypto counts as on a federal level.
Well, and doesn't that mean that this could actually set some kind of precedent for federal cases as to whether or not cryptocurrency counts as a currency? Because in the indictment, they did specifically say that this was digital currency. So, like, if this proves either to be or to not be digital currency, wouldn't that actually set the precedent?
No, because you could still have a legislative definition or a alphabet soup definition of, for these purposes, crypto, or for these purposes, this includes this 18 list of things, and crypto is one of them.
Yeah. I don't think we have the actual answers to your questions yet, Detox, but I think we're going to begin to see some of the answers to your questions as this case goes on, but I don't think we'll get all of them answered. Thanks for the call tonight.
And I do think this is one way or the other going to influence how cryptocurrency is dealt with by the federal government in the future.
Yeah. Yeah, there should be some form of precedent set, I think, for dealing with cryptocurrency transactions from, as we say, the fiat currency, the dollar, into any cryptocurrency.
It very much reminds me of the first trials that they had against hackers before they had instituted the specific laws against that particular form of activity, where they were just figuring out, okay, well, what is and isn't a criminal act when you are operating strictly online? Does this all count as speech or not?
Right. Some folks have pointed out, just while we're talking about cryptocurrency, transparency and the trial over at thecrypto6.com, where you can donate to the legal aid fund for the six people arrested on March 16th surrounding the terrorist attack on the Free Talk Live studio and the Bitcoin Embassy, as well as the invasion of up to 19 different properties and the theft of many Bitcoin ATMs. There's a video at thecrypto6.com. In that video, there's a voiceover guy, and we didn't hire the voiceover guy to put this video together. Somebody edited existing footage from, like, a television station. And so in the video, the guy mispronounces fiat currency and calls it flat currency.
I've seen some written articles where they keep talking about flat currency referring to USD.
Because they think the I is an L and they call it flat currency, because this is how much these people don't know about economics. They don't even know the word fiat currency. They can't even fathom that that's not the word flat.
In fairness, that is a terrible word to use, because it is... fiat is a word, and it basically means mandated, but it is a word that no one uses. It has gone completely out of use, with the single exception of referring to currency, and I think that that is obscuring what the form of currency that we are required to use is.
It was
a mandatory currency. That's a description in a word that people actually know what it means.
It was
mandated currency.
There was a little car called the Fiat.
Right?
That's the only, like, before I knew anything about economics and somebody said fiat currency, I would have this image in my head of this little car, you know, this little, I don't know who makes the Fiat, where it's originated from, but I had this little car, and then, like, oh, it's spending money somehow. Like, that was the image that would show up in my head.
Right. It's not a word that people use, and to call it what it is, which is forced currency, mandatory currency, currency that you use under the threat of violence.
Right. The government, and there's roughly 200 governments on planet Earth, so whatever government you happen to be under, that government claims a monopoly over the currency that you use. And that's why there's usually only one available to you in whatever government you live under. And
they absolutely demand that you pay them in their chosen currency or risk being kidnapped and tortured.
Right, and if you try to make a different currency, they'll come after you. They can't come after Bitcoin or cryptocurrencies because they're decentralized. There's no one person that created that or owns them. More Free Talk Live is on the way. Hour number three coming up.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.